The first few Canada geese were spotted at Creamers Field Migratory Waterfowl Refuge in Fairbanks back on April 4th. That's among the earlier first arrival dates on record, but longtime Alaska Department of Fish and Game wildlife biologist Mark Ross says that can be deceiving.
Because it'll always be certain individuals of the species that are pushing the envelope to get to their breeding sites as quick as possible.
Ross says the larger migration has been slow to build, something he attributes to this spring's late-lasting snow cover.
We've had a big snow year, as everyone knows. It's above average, and there's still a lot on the ground.
Ross says during his 21 years running education programs at the refuge, migration has typically peaked at about 1,000 geese between April 22nd and 24th.
I'm hoping we're on track for that, because that's when I've got about 600 school kids scheduled to come out to witness this great migration. And this is the 50th anniversary of the community rallying to help purchase the fields as wildlife habitat. And it's the 50th anniversary of the bird watch for fifth graders.
Ross notes that the peak abundance date is in line with the first arrival dates of 50 years ago. He cautions making assumptions about why, given that grain has been scattered for the birds at Creamers since the 1940s.
These waterfowl are very long-lived, and they've got a memory of this feed on the field.
Ross says Canada geese, which can live 15 years or more, pass that experience on to successive generations. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.